Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show, we will be talking about internet marketing. And what I want to do is talk about how today's show is we're talking about multiple streams of income and how to create additional sources of income and why we need to look at multiple streams of income is because in today's marketplace, so many people think of an income from just one source, and many of us look at our job as our main source of income and how we're going to take it and build from it and have a lifetime career. And those days may have worked back in the early part of the 20th century when corporations were growing, but today everything has totally changed. So we need to seek out other sources of income and think about how we can create multiple streams of income. And for so many people, we don't realize that jobs today are changing and companies are starting up. The difference is that in today's marketplace, we need to think in terms of, well, you know, that if you go out and get a job for salary and then you go out and get another job for a salary, then you're on a set income. But if you create your own income through network marketing, through affiliate marketing, then what's going to happen is it gives you an opportunity to think of ways that you can earn an income and how to create additional sources of income of what we are talking about. So look for things that you can do that can help you grow, and think in terms of how you can create other sources of income for yourself. So let's look at it this way. The benefits of having several sources of income is it's easier to create several small income-producing streams other than one large one. For example, if you earn $1,000 from one stream and you earn, and then it earns $3,000, wow, let's look. And it's this way. Okay. We're going to talk about 10 ways that you can make multiple streams of income. Generating multiple streams of income can have a major impact on your finances. Even an extra income of $500 each month can go a long way to paying amount can go a long way to paying down debt and increasing your investment. We often hear about the importance the importance of diversifying your investments, but diversifying our income streams is just as important, particularly in difficult economic times. Let me show you just how valuable even an extra $500 per month can be. Then I'll list the factors to consider in deciding how to generate extra income, followed by 10 multiple income stream ideas. The value of a second income. Yesterday, I was discussing with a friend the income I earn online, which now is about $1,500 per month. He asked why I get so excited about the income, given that it is a lot less than I made for my job. So here are a couple of different ways to look at an extra $1,500 per month. Savings account. To earn $1,500 a month, $18,000 per year, in a savings account at 4%, you would need to have $450,000. Investment account. To earn $18,000 from investments at 10%, you would need to invest $180,000. Employment. For many, to get $18,000 in raises could take several years of dedicated service to your employer. Financial freedom. Extra income of $1,500 per month could cover car payments, help pay down credit card debt, and cover some or even all of the mortgage payment. The point is that even relatively small amounts of extra income can go a long way. What makes a great source of extra income? We could all go out and get a second job at Home Depot, a Starbucks, or earn some extra income. As you might imagine, however, that's not what I have in mind. When assessing how you can generate multiple streams of income, consider these factors. Flexible. The ideal source of an extra income will allow you to call the shots when it comes to your time. Particularly if you have a full-time job, the last thing you want is being tied down to working a set number of hours each week. At a second job, scalable. Look for income sources that have at least the possibility of generating substantial amounts of income. Sustainable. The ideal extra income source will continue to generate cash even when you're not working at it. The ideal is to build something that can actually function without you. Enjoyable. Generating actual sources of income is a lot of work, so you might as well enjoy what you're doing. Inexpensive. I don't like income-generating ideas that require massive investment. 10 extra income ideas. So now we get to some ideas on how to go generate extra income. You want to choose something that fits your interest and personality. You may have certain skills, training, and education that will dictate what's best for you. So while this is not one size fits all, here are 10 extra income ideas to consider. Taking paid surveys at home. I was skeptical at first until my 17-year-old son started making money at home. Taking pay surveys, companies desperately want your opinion, and they are willing to pay for it. The trick, of course, is knowing where to find the pay surveys that pay you best. One of the most popular and legitimate survey sites is CashTrade. Not only can you make money taking surveys, but you can make money by referring friends and family to CashTrade. eBay store. It's now easier than ever to run an online eBay store. You can, of course, acquire products to resell on eBay, but you can also create an online store to market products that others are selling on eBay and sharing the commission generated by the sales. One thing I can tell you about eBay is they are known as the largest flea market. And people who work from home, and there's a number of people that I know that literally have made money on eBay. Now, it doesn't mean that everyone will. But it is an opportunity to start a store even before you get your website up. Start an online business. Making money online requires very little cash investment and can be done on your schedule from home. There are two approaches to getting started. First, you must build a blog. Much like I did beginning back in 2007, setting up a blog takes 6 minutes and costs very little. You can learn more in my tutorial on how to start a blog. Secondly, you can set up a website. It's much easier than you think. This is the approach you want to take. The starting point is site sale. Not only is setting up a website a snap with site sale, but they walk you through how to get traffic to your site and how to make money online. Now, when we started seeing online businesses, you often saw people who designed websites for you, and because it was relatively new and three people knew how to do it and there was not enough software out there to teach you how to do it on your own, there were many people who charged anywhere from $1,000 to a couple of thousand and even a five-figure number telling you how they were going to build you this great website. Today, it takes you less, at the most, $250 to set up your website with the email address that you need, addresses, because you need multiple email addresses, with all of the little added things that you need. But once you upload your pictures and you promote it, then it is, you're up and running and in business for under $1,000. Realtor. This may seem like a crazy time to start selling real estate, but in a slow market, a lot of the competition runs away. You'll need an initial investment, obtain your real estate license, but over the long term, have the potential to make substantial income. Website design. With the continued growth of the Internet, website design has become a growing industry. Unless you already have the know-how, you'll need to spend some time learning the technology. But there are plenty of online resources available, and the best in the business can earn you a great income. Graphic artists. There are a lot of ways to generate money through graphics. Just the logo business alone can keep you busy if you have the artistic skills necessary to develop a cool graphic. Not only that, if you're a graphic artist, you can also design websites. And let me explain to you that I knew someone that he worked with Earthlink. And back when Earthlink did their big layoffs of 60,000 people from their corporate office in Atlanta, he was one of 60,000 that were let go. So what did he do? Instead of going out and looking for another job, he figured out he had the skills. Go out and work for himself. And this can just give you a germ of an idea of how you can go out and start your own business based on your skills. And you can use WordPress, you can use SiteSell, you can use GoDaddy, but all of them have software available that you can design your own website. But let me explain to you what he did. He marketed himself as a website designer, and he was very successful at designing websites, but he was home all day, and he wanted to get a little bit more mobility. So what he did was he advertised in Craigslist, and he would go, and since part of his job for Earthlink was keeping up the computers, then what did he do? He would go out and go into people's homes who did not want to take computers to Best Buy or to Office Depot or Office Max and just leave it there until they could get to it and then pick it up. What he would do is he would come out and he would work on it in your home and get it up and running. Then what he did as an extension of that was he met someone who was a plumber that worked for a company that the owner died and he was not getting along with the sons of the owner. So what he offered to do, when this man lost his job, was he put up a website for him. He promoted him as a plumber, and they had an agreement where it was 65-35 split, where he earned an income for promoting the plumber and getting the plumber the job. So you see, there's so many ways today that are alternatives that you can think of that you can work from home. Another position is a virtual assistant. A virtual assistant today can do just about anything for you that doesn't require their physical presence. Many virtual assistants from places like India are working full-time for people in the U.S. The best VAs can earn $3 to $50 an hour. The starting place that you're interested in is Elance. Let me tell you what a virtual assistant. In the past, if you went to work for a corporation, you were a personal assistant or you were a secretary. As a secretary, you could be working in a secretarial pool where you're working for someone, working for three or four people, and you're just earning a set salary, and you have so many hours in a day to complete all that work for four or five people, and you're not making the same thing. But as a virtual assistant working from home, you can work for each. You can have each individual contract with you, and you can charge them a set amount of money per hour. But because you're not on a set salary working for five people, but you're getting each of them to pay you individually, you, in essence, are making more money as a virtual assistant than you could ever have made as a secretary working for a company. Freelance writer. If you have a knack for writing, you can earn great money writing for others. Not sure how to start? Contact bloggers who are always looking for great writing. As blogs grow, they can afford to pay freelancers good money for quality articles. Websites looking to build links also hire freelancers to write guest posts and to publish a blog and website. If you want help finding writing jobs, You can look at Elance. Oh, there are sites up there where you can put your name up, and people will bid for you, and you can choose who you want to work with. And you can have three or four different people. So as you can see, it doesn't matter. It, you know, people are working on books, and they need ghostwriters, especially if they are not a good writer themselves. Home business. The ideas of potential for a home business are limitless. I know folks who run creative memory stores, operate a video business, or sound studio from their home. One of the great benefits about running a home business is that it greatly reduces your initial investment. Sell product. I have good friends who have designed a children's game and is in the process of producing and marketing it. It's a lot of work, but they are passionate about the work, and the potential payoff is huge. Generating income along with minimizing expenses is the foundation of a smarter money management. While earning extra income does not take work, its payoff can be huge. If you are interested in taking the lead, here are some additional resources to consider. Easy money, good, and not so good ways to create fast and part-time money. And the one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that you're always hearing how there's no jobs out there, there's no jobs out there. There are jobs if you're creative, as we just talked about. Not only that, but another thing to think about is that there are a lot of companies who are becoming established where what they actually do is create the apps and create the opportunity for you to earn extra income because they have products that you can use in any business to market yourself, but you could also work with them as a distributor or an affiliate, and they actually teach you how to use their product. And then you can take and promote it to your friends who have a business who can use their product, and you earn a commission. And what they do is you're being paid commission for referral. Or it's another way of thinking about it is as an alternative source of income and how you can think of ways that you can grow businesses today. The problem is that we are so ingrained with that you go to work for a company, you work for someone for your lifetime, and then you retire, and you retire comfortably. Well, that may have worked in the 50s, in the 40s, or even the 60s, but today those jobs just don't exist. And what happened was that around the time of the 80s, just as computers started to become more and more useful in the marketplace, what happened is that you found people who were using, what they were doing was that, and my thought processes are not there, so just give me a second to put it all together. But what happened was we found that people, what we're looking at for the job market, they just were, that back in the 50s, when you look at it, that when the corporations were growing, your parents who, when they got paid out of World War II, they went to work for the corporation, and they grew with the company. They went into management. They were, after 25 years, they got their gold watch. They got their retirement. Then the baby boomer generation came into the job market, and they assumed that they would have a job for life because it was an unwritten rule at that time that you had a job for life. Well, around the 80s and the early 90s, you started seeing when Bill Gates developed the software, when Steve Jobs developed the hardware, and the internet came into existence. But it opened up the doors for more opportunities. And during that time, the baby boomers coming up into the corporations was the time of all the mergers. And when you had two to three different people doing the same job, then what happened? You found that they needed to cut back because they were expenses were too high, and so they were looking for ways to cut down. And what did they do? They offered people buyout packages. I had friends who worked for corporations 22 years, and then they were offered buyout packages. And that buyout package allowed them to have a continual income for at least 6 to 9 months. They kept their health care coverage, and it gave them the opportunity to look at different ways to earn an income working from home. For some, they stayed working from home. For others, they went back to work for small businesses. So when you look at all of the things that are going on today in today's opportunity with the internet, it's just an understanding of how to manage things in a way that will help you grow and think of the ways that you can create opportunities for yourself in the industry that we have today. And what it also does is it gives you a lot of time that's flexible, that you are not tied to one place. And if you have an online business, when you're not physically working on that business, then that business is working for you, especially if you are drawing traffic to it. If you have written blogs that and link it to social media, because social media is one of the best ways to build an opportunity for yourself and think of all the opportunities that you can create in this marketplace. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, number one, personalcareercoach.com, and we can work with you on teaching you how to set goals and how to create opportunities and put a plan in action and keep you accountable for that plan. And I would like to remind you that we will be back next week at the same time talking about another topic about how to create opportunities for yourself in the workplace.